to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Whoa. Thank you very much for being here. So it was interesting. Emails going back and forth this week about the name of the talk. So there were two names to the talk. So I'm going to use them both. It was what my brother Amen said, this thing called Life Starring You. But also the other name of the talk was Relationship, the Final Frontier. So back in the 60s, we had this adventure explorer who told us that space was the final frontier. For these are the voyage of the Starship Enterprise, whose ongoing mission is to seek out new adventures and to go where no one has gone before. That's not space, that's relationships. Relationships will have you seek out adventures. And it will teach you things about yourself. You will go to places that you never knew existed. This is relationship. You know, because, and here's the thing about life. Life is relational, as the reading mentioned, right? So everything is in relationship. Everything is in relationship. It's not that space is the final frontier. You know, it's interesting that there are some thoughts that say that we come from outer space. But when you really think about it, if everything comes from the inside, if everything is mental, and everything is coming from the in without, then maybe we come from inner space. Yeah. Ooh. Relationships, the final frontier. So when we talk about relationships, we're talking about relating to everybody and everyone around us. While Jamie was singing, I was watching this little rabbit go hop by. And for me, if I can see it, then I'm one with it. So I'm in relationship with it, you know? So everything is in relationship. Now, our relationships with each other depend on our relationship with ourselves.
Yes.
The way that I relate to you comes from how I relate within myself, not only to myself, but within myself. Because what if I walk up to Dr. Phil and I have this thought? Not because Dr. Phil is older than I am, he looks different than I, but my relationship with that kind of miseducation will maybe perhaps have me relate to Dr. Phil in a different way. Does that make sense?
Say it again.
Yeah.
Differently.
I will. Thank you. So how I may have been brought up, I may have been brought up in a way to look at Dr. Phil in a way that makes me feel differently. So my relationship with Dr. Phil coming from that purview of how I was growing, how I grew up, may not be, or I may relate to Dr. Phil in a totally different way based on how I grew up and what I was taught. Better? She wants me to keep going, clear it up. So, but it's all about the relationship within ourselves. Now, I have a ball with life, as some of the people in the front row can tell. I have a ball with life because I have a ball within myself. I don't get bored because my board of faculty up here, they're always joking around. They're always coming up with something. The inner space is the final frontier. You know, I don't get bored because the stuff that goes up on me in my head cracks me up. It is funny. Especially the voice that says, who do you think you are? So you think that you can write. You think that you can speak. Who do you think you are? You think that you can play percussion. Who do you think you are? Oh, guess what? I know who I am. So my relationship with that part of me is so beautiful and is so loving because all it wants to do is to protect me. Right? But I get to love and go, you know, you're okay. You're okay. Watch what's going to happen when we show up because of the relationship within spirit within. Our relationship with ourselves is our relationship with the divine within us. So when we come into this thing called life, second part of the talk, right? This thing called life starring you. Why do I say that? This thing called life starring you, because you are the producer, you are the director of your life. You are the caterer. You are the guest star. You are the writer. You're the screenplay. You are you write the screenplay. You get to make this up. And how you make up your story relates to everyone else that you have in your story. This is interesting, right? Because all of us are in each other's story. How cool is that? If that's not relationship, the final frontier, I don't know what is. But isn't this great that we get to make this up based on who we are? So what we want to do is to tap into the relationship within ourselves, because in this thing called life, you are the star. And when we tap into that part of us, there we go. When we are in relationship with ourselves, when we tap into that part of us, then we find that we are in relationship with all of life. And when we see that we are in relationship with all of life, the bunny, the trees, the voices and the singing, and then we see that we are the superstars in our lives. So starring you means that you are the star. This is great, right? Because B. Amon, James is a star in his life. I was a star in hers. Jamie's a star in hers. Tom's are stars in their lives, right? So we are all superstars. Doesn't sound like it, right? As Tom says, I love me some me, right? love me some Tom, right? And so when we start to cultivate our relationship with ourselves, that's when life really, really happens. People use this phrase a lot. I love you unconditionally. I love you unconditionally. But for me, unconditional love means I love you no matter what. No matter what you say or don't say. No matter what you do or don't do. That's unconditional love. So now here's the thing about that. Because in order for me to love you or anyone else unconditionally, I must love myself unconditionally.
Yes.
Now, how many, I'm going to have you close your eyes, close your eyes. And by a show of hands, that's where your eyes are closed, so you can't see anybody. How many in the room really love themselves unconditionally? Raise your hand. Thank you. You can put your hands down. I didn't close my eyes. So I know how many raised their hands. So for those who did not raise their hands, and you know who you are, that's your practice. It's to cultivate the relationship within yourself. Look in the mirror and go, I love you. I love you. See, because when we start to cultivate that relationship within ourselves, and then our relationship with others must be lifted up. It's written in scripture. I'm gonna update the phrase. When I lift myself up, I bring everyone else with me. Scripture says, if I am lifted up, will draw all others unto me. What it really means is when we raise our vibration, we bring everybody else who's vibing at that frequency with us. Now, that's what I love about Centers for Spiritual Living Columbia, or Columbia Centers for Spiritual Living, is that we are committed to raising our vibration. But not just here,
yes.
Not just on Sundays,
yes.
Especially when we leave here.
Right.
Why? Because the world needs us more so now than ever before. So what are we here to do? We are here to be in a relationship, a love relationship with the world. Yes, it's been said that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I tend to say it like this, that we are spiritual beings having a spiritual experience on this spiritual plane called Earth. Yes, we have the physicality, but where does it all come from? It comes from the infinite invisible first, right? The Lord's Prayer from the Aramaic, oh, dear divine one whose name is sacred, Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven, which is the consciousness. So what's your highest thought? What is your highest thought? Now let's have that come through us so that it can be manifested here in this physical plane. As above, so below. As within, so without. So our relationship with each other is about being kind to one another, but starting with being kind to yourself. Yes. Be kind to yourself. That's the only way that I can be kind to the next person. In this thing called life, you are the star. And as you are the star, then you get to shine with everyone else. What? That's not what the note says. But you get to shine with everyone else. That we are star players and we connect with a star player within ourselves. So now, what do we do with that? So I have a question for you. You don't have to answer. You don't want to close your eyes or anything like that. But I want you to take this within yourselves and ask yourself this question. You know, after you step into the knowing that you are a star, you are, I say this in my prayers now, that you are a representative of the divine. Why? Because the divine represents itself as you. It represents itself. It presents itself once again as each and every one of us. Yes. So now here's the question. How do you want to show up as a representative of the divine? Now the divine, you can call it anything you want. Call it the divine, call it God, call it spirit, call it universal intelligence, call it love, call it life, call it creativity, call it whatever you want, but call it forth into your awareness so that you are now the instrument of what you represent. So if I'm here to represent light, well then let me shine. And if that means being funny up in the front seat or the front row, then that's what I'm going to do. Yes. Right? Because not only did Jamie hear it, but Eamon heard it, then he spread that light when he said it. See how all of this is relational? How cool is this? Yes. It's really cool, Eugene. I know, right? Yes. Yeah, I do know. One of the reasons why I make light of this thing called life, because I really believe in what scripture said when it said, God said, lighten up, it's not that serious. Although the translation was, and God said there to be light. No, God said, lighten up. Because we've been set up with everything that we need, not only to survive, folks, but to thrive. We've been set up to thrive. We've been given everything that we can possibly need or desire. Why? Because you're the star. You're the rock star that God has represented itself as. So as we come together as a community, we get to shine as that community. We get to love as that community. We get to be as that community. So how are you intending to be now, from now on? Now, this now. Who are you being this now? I talk to practitioners. You probably heard me say this before. And I will ask practitioners in like a practitioner retreat, what is the definition of a practitioner? And they give me all the textbook answers, which is great, which is right, which is correct. And I add that the definition of a practitioner is one who practices. What are you practicing now? Now, that's for all of us, because all of us are practicing these principles. So as Dr. Holmes said, you know, he designated practitioners in two ways. One was a professional practitioner. You know, you get your license and you make that a business. The other practitioner, and this is what he put first, is anyone who practices these principles to heal themselves or others are practitioners. Now, so we are all using, when we use these principles, or even if we're not, we're practicing something. So when I ask the question, what are you practicing now? It depends on the situation. So we get into a situation, let me talk about myself. I get into a situation where I might be feeling a little bit of fear. I get to ask myself the question, okay, Mr. Practitioner, what are you practicing now? Are you practicing fear or are you practicing faith? Am I practicing love or am I practicing pathosity?
Yes.
Am I practicing joy or am I practicing I'm bummed up? Now here's the thing, being stars is we have the choice. We get to choose the way we think, and the way we think is what we practice.
Yes.
I used to practice being scared. Oh man, I would wake up in fear. Would wake up in fear every single day. They're gonna find out. That little voice would say, find out what? There's nothing to find out. No, but they're going to find out that I'm not. Not what? That I'm not enough. Enough what? What are you talking about, really? Like, oh, this isn't even real. Oh, I'm making this up. Tell you, I got a life membership, a card-carrying alumni to MSU, making stuff up. And because we get to make things up, the reason why we get to make things up is because we're in relationship with everything. So how is your relationship with yourself? How is your relationship with your money? How is your relationship with your relationship? How is your relationship with your health? Ooh, how is your relationship with your in-laws, your outlaws? How is your relationship with life? Relationship, the final frontier.
Yeah.
How do you choose to fly through that frontier? This thing called life. This thing called life. I'm thinking about writing a book, but I think that title is taken. Part B. But this thing called life truly is starring you. How do you want to show up, stars? How do you want to show up?
As a representative of the divine.
As a representative of the divine. Think about that. That when you get up, or even when you're sleeping, you are representing the divine. Now, when we go out, sometimes I'll dress just because I want to get dressed up, because I represent the divine. Somebody said to me, you didn't really need to dress like that. I don't dress for you. How are do you choose to represent the divine? Because you're, the way that you represent the divine has everything to do with how people relate to you. Ooh, that's deep. How you represent the divine, it has nothing to do with the way you dress. How you, it has everything to do with how you show up. How you represent the divine, man, has everything to do with how people relate to you. Ooh, thank you, Spirit. So here's the question. What's wanting to be birthed through you today? Okay, forget today. Now. What's wanting to be birthed through you right here, right now? What's wanting to show up as you in its most magnificent way? So, catch that, whatever it is. Don't let it go when you leave here. In fact, when you leave here, or even before you leave here, write it down. And if nothing came to you, keep asking the question throughout this moment of now. I mean, this moment of now. What is seeking to be birthed through me now? Oh, see, these are empowering questions, not disempowering questions. See, disempowering questions go like this. Why me? Why is everything, why are people against me? You know, how come I can't do it? I'm not, see, this is disempowering. These are disempowering questions. Empowering questions, because I am the star in this thing called life, are like this. How can I show up the best that I can? Man, what am I here to create? What am I here to shine with? Man, what can I sing? Oh, I don't sing. Yeah, you do. But what can I sing, right? How do I show up? Let me pick up my phone and make amends to family members that I haven't talked to in years. Thank you for that. Relationship, the final frontier. Yes. This thing called life, starring you. So to conclude what cannot be concluded, because life is ongoing. There's no conclusion to it. It's like my Tai Chi. You know, the movements don't stop. You just come to an end to start something else. So to conclude what cannot be concluded, cultivate the relationship within you. Because in this thing called life, you are the star, along with all the other stars in their things called life. We are, what's that? Shakespeare said that all of life is but a stage.
Yes.
So who do you choose to play? And then play it well. Play it well. Play it well. Take a breath. Remember that you are the star in this thing called life. If the practitioners want to join me up front, you can. If you want to sit, you can. But join me in this beautiful thing called prayer. Beautiful friend Io reminded us this morning, the breath is a call to prayer. The heartbeat's a call to prayer. And so I use this breath to speak this word, recognizing first and foremost God, that infinite intelligence that governs the universe through divine law and unconditional love. And though it might be called God, I know that it is called by different names. It's sometimes called God. Sometimes it is known as Allah. Sometimes it's known as Krishna. Sometimes it is called Yahweh. Sometimes it is called Olodumare. Sometimes it is called Vudun. But whatever we call it forth into our conscious awareness, recognizing that it is at the very center of all of life. And having no circumference whatsoever, there isn't anything that will exist outside of the presence of the divine, because God is all there is. In the beginning, God. And so recognizing and acknowledging that God is all there is, that God is everywhere present at all times. I know that at all times, God is present right where I am, revealing itself in, through, and as the I am that I am. And as I know this to be the truth of my life, I know this to be the truth of each individualized expression of the One. Right here, right now, here at Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, or out there live streaming today on Facebook and YouTube. It doesn't matter where we are all representatives of the divine, because the divine represents itself as each and every one of us. Right here, right now, God is, we are. And so it is in my awareness of our oneness in God that I speak this word for our willingness to stand up and shine as the brilliant stars that we are in this thing called life. Because as we shine our lights, we give others permission to shine theirs. As we turn within and cultivate that relationship within ourselves, now we become the healing presence of love, where people are attracted to just being around us because we emit so much love frequency that they can't help themselves. They can't help but to be around us. They can't help but to love us. They can't help but to be loved by us. Why? Because we love ourselves. So knowing that we are absolutely uplifted, directed, protected, shifted, knowing that we are guided to experience life's greatest good as our lives, we give great thanks. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this time together. I am grateful for the willingness to be the light. I am grateful for all of us cultivating that beautiful relationship, not only with ourselves, but with the world. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. And so it is from this space of gratitude that I release my word into the dynamic activity of love and law. See, I know that as I release my word into the law with unconditional love, it cannot help itself. It has no other choice. It must take these words and mold them and shape them and design them and create them and then return them unto us, not void, not empty, but absolutely and completely fulfilled, simply because the word is the law unto itself, knowing only its own fulfillment. And as Dr. Holmes reminds us, the word is the ability of spirit to declare itself into manifestation. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.